What struck me when I first met Barack was that even though he had this funny name, and even though he had grown up all the way across the continent in Hawaii, his family was so much like mine.
So tonight is about renewing our commitment to one another, because this campaign is not about us. It's about our special and exceptional country.
The two potential first ladies, one of whom will be living in the White House from January, cut very different figures to each other. On the one hand, you have Michelle Obama, 44. On the other hand, you have Cindy McCain, 54. But they also come from very different backgrounds.
Raised just a few minutes here from this hotel on the south side of Chicago, here for the south side.
Michelle Obama comes from a working-class black neighborhood of Chicago, the famous south side of Chicago, and from a family fairly struggling financially with a father who worked for the city council most of his life. Cindy McCain came from a family which ran one of the largest beer distribution operations in America.
I was born and raised in the American West, and I will always see the world through the prism of its values. My father was a true Western gentleman.
Her father was a multimillionaire, and she from him inherited a fabulous fortune that some people think is worth more than $100 million today. The contrast between the two women spills over into how they've been conducting themselves during this long election campaign.
This campaign has only been possible because of all of you.
Michelle has been incredibly active, very, very busy. She's almost every week on the road. She's being sent out to important swing states to hold rallies and give speeches on her own as a sole operator backing up her husband and his campaign. Cindy McCain, by contrast, has been constantly present at her husband's side, but in a largely ceremonial, largely sort of silent capacity.
Affordable health care for every American.
The one thing that either of the two women, were they to become First Lady, will be hyper aware of, and particularly in the case of Michelle Obama, is that they won't want to fall into the trap that Hillary Clinton did, where she went beyond playing a role within policy and actually took on an entire policy region and made it her own, which was her effort in the early 1990s to push through health care reform, which, as we know, came unstuck, and it was quite damaging for Hillary Clinton herself.
For the first time in my adult lifetime, I'm really proud of my country.
Michelle Obama's wariness of following Hillary Clinton into a very active role will have been heightened, I think, by what has happened to her during her own experience on the campaign trail. She got into quite a spot of difficulty over comments that she made that, because of her husband's success in becoming nominated as the presidential candidate for the Democrats, she felt proud of her country for the first time.
Issues, and it's made me proud.
Since then, she's been much more careful about what she says, and also her role has changed somewhat. She's been used to emphasize her role more as a mother and as a wife.
And I come here as a mom whose girls are the heart of my heart and the center of my world.
But she's continued right up to the present to be outspoken, albeit carefully so, and I think that duality will continue were she to be living in the White House.